And I think it's important for everyone to have a Bible in your hand. So if you don't have a Bible, lift up your hand and some of the guys here will get you one. Anybody need a Bible? You got your Bibles? Let's start. We're going to build a foundation for where we're going today. So open your Bibles to John chapter 15. When you get to John chapter 15, just say amen. We'll have an idea that we're all on the same page. Praise God. In my Bible, it's page 934. Yours is 598. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have different page numbers, but it says the same thing. Amen. How many know it's okay to be happy in church? Amen. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, we ought to look a little happier. Hallelujah. Praise God. God touched some bodies, made some people whole today. Took some crooked things, made straight, bound some demons, hallelujah, set some people free, praise God. So we're just warming up, amen. We're just getting the calisthenics ready. We're getting our stretch exercise in, and we're getting ready to run with it, amen. John chapter 15, verse number 5, just for a moment, this isn't our text, but I'm building the foundation. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. That word abide comes from the Greek word minnow. You just let Jeff know it isn't the fish that he catches. It's M-E-N-O, not the minnows that Jeff catches. All right. But the Greek word minnow, that word means to stay, to endure, to walk with. So as we're talking about abiding in him and him abiding in us, we're saying staying, we're enduring, we're walking with him. And he says in verse 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Okay? So we're going to build a foundation for the direction we're going. We're talking about abiding, the Greek word minnow, M-E-N-O, which means to stay, to endure, to walk with. Now, I want to turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 for our text today. I'm really excited about this word. Amen. I believe God's going to show some rhema and some revelation and some understanding to some people. Amen. He might show you a side of the scripture you never saw before. Hallelujah. You know why he does that? Because he's God. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 7. Are we there? It says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Now we have the beloved John. Now he's talking about the beginning, so turn, put your finger there in 1 John and turn back to John chapter 1 in your Bible. John chapter 1. John is speaking in 1 John. He's talking about the beginning. So let's go and see what he says so we can set a foundation for the direction we're going today in the Word of God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehendeth it not. Okay? So we're flowing again with the beginning. And we're flowing with the word. He says he's not writing a new commandment, but the old commandment, which we heard from the beginning. Then he says in verse 8, go back to 1 John chapter 2, and we'll continue with our text. And I put that there because I'm going to use that throughout the word to build this message today. And verse number 8 says, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Today for this message, I want to focus your attention to verse number 10, which says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. The title of this morning's message is simply, let's light it up. Let's light it up. Today we're going to be talking about walking in love, walking in light, and walking in life. That word walking in the word comes from the Greek word peripateo, peripateo. And that word peripateo means to live, to live. To occupy yourself with, to follow after. So we're to live in love, live in light, and we're live in the newness of life. So can we ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word today? Can we lift the word together and make a declaration in God's house? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's called me to be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, my ears are open. My heart is attentive. Speak to your servant, for I'm listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be edifying. May they be encouraging. May they be comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Father God, may faith be increased, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by your word. And Father, we stand on your word that it's never going to return unto you void, that it's going to accomplish something here today. So Lord, we praise you in advance and give you glory for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen. So first thing I have in 1 John, he says, he that loveth his brother. Love of his brother. That's philia love. Comes from the Greek word Philadelphia, which is brotherly love. Where we have the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love. That's love for another. The Bible has three types of love that we find in the Bible. There's eros, which is romantic love. There's philia love, which is love of your brother. And then there's agape love, which is unconditional, which is the love that the Father has for you and I. Amen? Amen. So first he says here, let's walk in love. Let us peripateo. Let us live in love. Occupy ourselves with love. Follow after love. Amen? And I want you to understand with me today, as this word's going forth, that God's going to speak to you and he's going to show you something today. And just bear with me. I got to build up the case to get to the point that I want to make. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So turn with me in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. We're going to first start with walking in love. Walking in philia, love. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. He's saying, seeing ye have, speaks of past tense. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. You know, he says here, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. When Jesus said in John 8:32, he said, ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. For an example, I shared this the other night, but an example. If you're riding down the highway and you come up to a sign on the road that says, slow down, dangerous curve ahead. Now, you can obey the sign and slow down, or you could do whatever, but no matter how you react, it doesn't change the truth. It's still a dangerous curve. In other words, when God's word goes forth, it is always the truth. It's all determined on how you put it to practice. If you're going to know the truth and the truth is going to make you free, you not only have to hear the truth, you have to believe the truth, and you have to obey the truth. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So as I'm looking at God's word, and I'm learning to walk in love, I believe my Philadelphia or my Philia love, as I walk in this brotherly love, that it becomes agape love. I don't believe I can have agape love until I learn how to have Philia love. If I can't love my brother and I can't love my sister who I see, the Bible says, how can I love the God I can't? Amen. So I believe as we're being sanctified, as we're being perfected, as we start walking, I think it's important for us to walk in this philia love. Amen? Love. Love for the brother. Love for the sister. Love for each other. It was sort of like the love that Jonathan had for David in 1 Samuel 18. The Bible says he loved him as his own soul. You know, in that word in 1 Samuel 18, that word soul means he loved him as his own life. He loved him just like his own life. In other words, Jonathan's life and David's life was more important to them than their own life. Amen. And somewhere along the line, as we're being sanctified through God's word and we're growing in the love and of God, it's so important and valuable for you and I to have love one for another. Just like Jesus, Paul, let's go there. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Paul in Ephesians 5, he's writing to the church at Ephesus. He's teaching them on love. He talks about how love is supposed to be, and then he goes into marriage and the marital, and he compares the church to a marriage, to a husband and wife. But in Ephesians 5, verse number 1, he says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So he says, peripatio, live with, occupy yourself with, follow after love. Follow after love. And love, in this case, speaks of sacrifice. Amen? You know, in other words, if I'm going to put someone else above myself, I'm going to have to sacrifice. Because we have a tendency to take care of me. Amen? So in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 14, the word of God says, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen. So what we're talking about, we're talking peripatio. We're talking about walking in love. We're talking about living in love, occupying ourselves with love, following after love. Amen? In other words, if we can't do this without walking in the light. You cannot walk in true love of God without walking in the light. In other words, and you can't walk in the light without walking in love. So as we're saying these things, it's like this. It's like the Father. He says, love. God is love. The Son. God is light. The Holy Ghost. God is life. It's like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You can't do the one without the other. They are walking in conjunction with one another. They are connected. So for me to really walk in the true love of God, I've got to walk in the light. And 1 John 1:7 says this. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. In other words, if I'm walking in the light as he is in the light, I'm having fellowship. I'm having koinonia. I'm wanting to be with others, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's a desire to be connected with the body, the koinonia, fellowship. I want to be in the light. I'm not afraid of the light. I want my life in the light. Amen. The only time that I get in a place where I don't want to be in the light is when I'm hiding some darkness. Because the light always reveals darkness. No matter how dark my life is, if I walked in this room and I turned on the light, what leaves? Darkness flees in the presence of light. And God doesn't bring his light into situations to condemn you, but to reveal his love. Man, I serve a loving God. Amen. Amen. As his light shines in our hearts and lives, he reveals something. He never comes and beats me up. Amen. He's come to beat up the adversary. He's come to beat up the devil. Amen. And sometimes he has to beat the devil out of me. Like when you have to correct your children, you give them a rod of correction that whip the devil out of them. Huh? Yeah. Can anybody relate? You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm leading somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere in a minute. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6, the Bible says, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the glory, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." You know, the Bible tells you and I to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen? In other words, again, remember, peripatio, living with, occupied with, following after. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of man. So the light had to come. The light had to come before darkness. You know, and when Paul was speaking to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians 5 verse 8, he says, "For ye were," past tense, "sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable in the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." You know, the Bible says, now if I'm going to reprove you, I'm going to reprove you in love. Because if I don't reprove you in love, you're not going to receive the reproof. You know, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So when we're looking at this, if I'm not having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but I'm rather reproving them, and all of a sudden now I'm moving in a different light. I'm fellowshipping. I'm hanging out with brothers and sisters of like faith. It's just like Jesus said in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 12. And if you probably good for you to keep a pencil and paper, because I'm usually all over the word. And if you don't get it, you can always go onto the website to www.greatestfreedom.org, and you can download the messages. Amen. And they're free. And in verse 12 of John 8, the Word of God says, Jesus said again to them, he says, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So what are we talking about? We're talking about peripatio. We're talking about walking in love. Peripatio, we're walking in the light. We can't walk in love without walking in the light. We can't walk in the light without walking in love. And we can't walk in the light without walking in the newness of life. Amen. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, there's something that takes place. There's a newness of life. I'm walking in the love of God. I'm walking in the light of my Lord and Savior. And I'm walking in the newness of life. I'm walking in the newness of life because of the light of Jesus Christ. I'm walking in the light of Jesus Christ because of the love of God. Amen. As it said, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost are all three, and these three are all connected. You can't do one without doing the other. Amen. It takes all three to make the full. Walking in the completeness and walking in love, you walk in the light. If you walk in the light, you're walking in newness of life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 14, he says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge us rather that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Now, I'm walking in newness of life. In other words, I don't want to trip up someone. I don't want to be a stumbling block in front of anybody. You know, he said, if I'm walking in our text today, he says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. In other words, if I'm walking in the newness of life, because I'm walking in the light, and I'm walking in love, I'm not going to trip up my brother. I'm not going to trip up my sister. I'm not going to offend, and I'm not going to take offense. You know, in other words, God says, I'm not to offend others, but I'm also not to take offense. Now, I want you to get a hold of something. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 7, he said, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. In other words, that word offenses comes from the Greek word scandalin. A scandalin is a stick trap. A stick trap that they would use, a trap that would catch an animal. It's like taking a branch and pulling it back and waiting for your brother to come and release it and let him smack him upside the head. Now, I don't know about many of you, but if you're walking, hanging out with your friend, and you walk and he just drops this thing back and slaps you in the face, and that's what happens in the church of God so many times, because people's armor is down, they're being relaxed, and all of a sudden somebody puts a stumbling block in them, they put an offense, they release that branch, and it slaps them up top of the head, and they weren't prepared and they weren't ready for it. You know, that's why the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul said this, give no offense, in verse 32, give none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 3, giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses, and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Now I want to take you somewhere. Well, Pastor, how can I walk in love and walk in light and walk in the newness of life? How can I not take offense? How can I not take offense? You know, when we're walking in the fullness of love, go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4 for a moment. This this husband and wife, they were sitting down at the dinner table with their family. And in the middle of dinner, mom and dad had a disagreement. It was a heated discussion. And in this heated discussion, dad, in all of his wisdom, he said, okay. He got up from the table, he went over and he got two blank pieces of paper and two pens. He took and gave one sheet to his wife, and he took one. He said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to write down everything that you don't like about me. Get it down on paper. We're going to discuss it. So the wife began to write. She wrote something down. He looked at her, and all of a sudden, he wrote something down. He looked up and saw her write something down. Oh, man, he had something else to say. Again, he saw her write down something. He wrote down. He filled the page, and she filled the page. And then they handed it down. He said, let's hand it to each other, and let's discuss it. And as the man got the wife's piece of paper, he said, no, I don't want to do this. Let's don't do this. Because he saw on the sheet of paper, she wrote, I love you, 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 I love you. In other words, she wasn't looking at the fault. She was saying, I love you, I love you. And here's what I want you to get. 1 Peter 4:8. The Word of God says that above all things have fervent charity or love among yourselves. For love or charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Listen to me. Now, can my love for you cover your sin? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So he isn't talking about the sins against God. If you look at this and you read it, above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of sins. That word sins comes from the Greek word hamartia, H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A, and hamartia means offenses. Hello? And above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of offenses. Love shall cover a multitude of offenses. In other words, if I'm parapatio, if I'm walking in love, if I'm occupied with love, if I'm following after love, if I'm walking in the light, if I'm living in the light, and I'm occupied with the light, and I'm following after the light, and I'm walking in life, and I'm living in the light, and I'm occupying myself in the light, and I'm following after the light, I have love, because love will cover a multitude of offenses. The Lord just took me somewhere. It's kind of interesting. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to put another light on this scripture. And I'm not taking out of the weight because hamartia means sin as it means offenses. If you study it in the Greek, hamartia means two words, offense and sin. Amen? But when I was studying this, and just for us to get a hold of what the Holy Spirit's trying to say to you and I about walking in the love of God, we're gonna hamartia the sin. We're gonna just put offense there. And listen to what he says in Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in offenses that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to offense live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him and by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also should we walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, the body of offense might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve offense. For he that is dead is freed from offense. In other words, if we're loving our brother and sister and we're walking in the light as he is in the light and we're living in the newness of light, we're not holding offenses against our brothers and sisters, because that's the trap of the adversary. That's the scandalin. That's the stick trap. That's where he trips us up. He is always coming to trip you and I up. The work, what the devil always tries to do is to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, a house divided can't stand. So what will you do in your home? He'll have you take offense with one another. He'll have you divide your house. And if a husband and wife are divided, they can't even pray together any longer. They're not praying in unity. They're not praying as one. And if a house together is a body of Christ, if we can't come into unity, we can't stand in agreement. If two can't agree, if two can't walk together unless they be agreed, the Bible says. And what God is saying is simply to us today, that God is love, that we're to peripatio, we're to walk in love, we're to walk in the light, and we're to walk in the newness of life. We can't walk in love without walking in the light. We can't walk in light without walking in the newness of life. We can't walk in the newness of life unless we walk in love. They're all three work together. Amen? Praise God. Amen? A simplistic word. It's a simplistic word. You know, God just wants us to know that that's what it takes. That's what it takes. It took the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, to accomplish everything he did. It's going to take the love, the light, and the life for us to walk in his fullness. Amen? If we're going to be walking as a new age church, as a church of this day, I mean, I'm not looking for a dead church. I don't want to be religious. I want to be in a relationship with Jesus. Amen. I'm not looking for a religious experience. I'm not looking for tradition. I'm looking for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his mercy and his grace is new every morning. He comes in seasons and ways. He does great and mighty things, and he'll continue to do so. We just got to get our hearts and lives aligned with his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life. The life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness. And darkness comprehended it not. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful today. We're grateful for your word. We're grateful for what you sent your word to accomplish in your house today. Lord, the greatest gift of all is the gift of salvation. Your word says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, your word says Father, so many times in life we're faced with roadways and turns. So many times in life, Father God, we get off the beaten path and we wander off. Father, today as your love is being poured out to each and every one that has gathered here today, you say, draw near to you as you'll draw near to us. So in the closing moments of this service today, and I feel led to do this, if you're here today and you're not at that place with the Lord that you once were, and you've drifted off, and you feel the Spirit of God beckoning you and calling you back to him today, would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need to give my whole heart to Jesus. Is that you? May I see your hand? I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. Is there any others here? It's God's love. I see that hand. Is anybody else here today? Would you do me the honor of, of just getting up from your chair and coming to meet me around the altar here today. This isn't to glorify anyone but God. Don't be afraid. There isn't one person that'll judge anybody in this house. The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our voices together? And I want to pray for you first, and we're going to pray together this prayer. And I know that everyone's saved here. And we're not talking about being saved. We're talking about returning to the Lord with our whole hearts. Father, I thank you for the hearts of everyone that's gathered around this altar today. Lord, I thank you for their honesty. I thank you for their transparency, Father God. And Lord, I pray that your blessings that flow from the throne of God will flow down to each and every heart of each one that is gathered here now. Will you pray with me? Say, Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace. Forgive me all my transgressions, all my sins. Lord, forgive me my shortcomings. Father, today I'm making a decision to follow you with all my heart. Lord, I open my heart and I open my life and I say, Lord, take the throne. Take control. It's no longer I that's living, but you that's living in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.